Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny。 那今天呢，我们的节目要跟大家聊聊一些非常难开口 difficult conversations， 英语我们有什么样的一些沟通策略。
That's right. I'm Jason, and today we're talking about stuff that's not easy to talk about, right? And not just because of the language itself, but the situation around that. So we can help you get through these situations better.
对, it might be up giving some negative feedback, 做绩效考核的时候是吧? Boss leader 要跟下属可能有一些绩效不太好。或者朋友甚至情侣之间的一些 you know, tough situations.
Yeah, I kept coming back to the idea of these being like a breakup conversation. You got to let someone down, you're breaking up with them, something like that, right?
Certainly difficult conversations. 好，那我们今天的节目呢，就是有九条建议。虽然这些是 difficult conversations, 但这都不是什么特别难的语言。
Yeah, it's more about how you're using your language and being more careful with simple language, being more considerate.
对对，就是你的措辞，对吧？你选择用什么样的词啊？ Like how you choose to phrase it. Also, 你的语气。
Yeah, that's right. The tone of your voice is really important in these situations, right? You want the other person to feel, you know, a certain way. You want to be more gentle with them, more kind, more chill.
对，如果你是开始这个 conversation 的人 ，if you're the initiator， 你可能是比较占主动权的。就这个时候 ，you definitely don't want to sound aggressive or like you have the upper hand。那今天的九条建议，第一条非常的简单，也非常的明显 ，but really critical。
Yeah, for the first one here, we have acknowledge the difficulty of the conversation. You're going to acknowledge to them that you see how this is a difficult conversation to have.
对，不仅是对对方而言，对你来说也很不容易。Like you'd rather not be in this situation, not be having this conversation, right?
Yeah, that's letting them know, right, that it's hard for you too. So this isn't something that's easy for you. You're not so aggressive that you want to have this bad conversation.
对，诶，那具体可以怎么开头呢？可以怎么说呢？
You could say something like, I know this might be a tough conversation, but I believe it's necessary for us to address it.
Okay. Or something similar, like, I understand this might be challenging, or I acknowledge that it's a difficult situation.
Yeah, you can just directly say, I know this is going to be hard. I know this conversation isn't easy.
对，所以就是你要来 acknowledge, 要承认，对吧？认可这个真的是很不容易啊。好，第二条建议也是非常重要的，就是既然已经很不容易了，就不要扯扯扯，可能前面说了很多很 nice 的东西，然后突然话锋一转是个 bad news, right?
Yeah, even if you're getting bad news, you don't want the other person to like dance around the subject and avoid telling you directly what they're trying to say, right? So it's good to be direct and clear.
对，那可以怎么讲呢？
You could say something like, there's no easy way to put this, but I think we need to talk.
对，所以就是很直接的说，没有更好更婉转的方法，但需要来聊这件事情，对吧？
Yeah, that's going to let them know that it's hard for you and you're not going to kind of waste time. You're going to tell them what the issue is and be direct and clear.
对, and also you're not going to like be misleading. 因为如果说在职场这个 performance review 绩效的结果就是很不好，甚至你要优化那个同事还是 direct 比较好，不要讲了他很多好的地方然后突然说 oh, sorry, we're going to have to let you go. 就很奇怪，对吧？
Yeah, not only is it not being direct, it also it's going to get your hopes up. You think it's a great conversation, and then suddenly it turns bad, right? That doesn't feel good.
Yeah, misleading, 就像刚刚说的。好，那 with these kind of difficult situations and conversations, 你什么时候、什么地点说也很重要。
Yeah, you're probably going to want to find a private place to talk to them, somewhere quiet, right, where you can have this conversation more easily.
Yeah, so you want to choose the right time and place if possible. 诶，这个你可以怎么讲呢？
You could say something like, hey, when you have a moment, I'd like to talk to you about something important. Can we find a quiet place?
对，其实我听到这句话的时候，我基本上就心里有一个感觉，有一个预感，即使不是那种特别不好的事情吧， It's something serious.
Yeah, you can pretty much bet on it that if somebody's asking you to go talk privately in a quiet place like this, there might be a bad piece of news coming along.
当然也有例外，说不定是特别好的，你有 big promotion 啊什么的，然后是吧，这个也有 but most cases when you hear something, when you have a moment, I'd like to talk about something important. 这个 important 我觉得它也是一个婉转的词 for like something negative or something difficult to accept.
Yeah, something serious at least, right?
对对是比较严重的啊。那除了对的时刻时机或者你把主动权交给对方就是说我能不能 But of course, the idea is that we need to have this conversation, but you're still kind of asking them, you're asking for permission.
Yeah, here we're just being polite, right? It's something you really、yeah. got to talk to them about, then you're going to have the conversation, but it's still nice to kind of ask them if they want to have the conversation too.
So how would you ask? 你不能直接问他 Would you like to have a difficult conversation with me? 很奇怪有点太字面了啦好尴尬
Yeah, you could get around that by saying something like Hey, would it be okay if we talk about something important?
啊、对 would it be okay? 啊、好接下来这一点我觉得 in any kind of situation and conversation, 你要有同理心对吧 It's always important. Important advice in life.
Yeah, this applies all the time, right? You want to show your empathy and understanding.
Okay, 所以 empathy 就是同理心、然后它的形容词是 empathetic. So you want to be empathetic. 那怎么样才能 show empathy 呢
You could say something like, I understand that this might be a difficult topic, and I appreciate your willingness to discuss it with me.
啊、就你要 understanding 嘛，所以你直接就是把那个 I understand 放在里面。So you're putting yourself in the other person's shoes.
Yeah, you are showing them, right, that you recognize that it's difficult for them. You're showing them that you're thinking about their perspective.
嗯，对，从他们的角度来着想啊，或者呢，也可以从你们两个共同的 like something you share or in common, 从这个角度出发。
Yeah, this strategy is all about giving them a shared goal, showing them that you're working together with them, even though this is a hard conversation to have.
Okay. 但我觉得这个建议是 it doesn't apply if you are, 比如说像那种 firing, 对吧、解雇、
yeah.
优化或者说 you've made up your mind to end the relationship, 你就要分手结束这段关系大概就也很少有 shared goal, but I guess you could, 就我们不想把这个搞得大家非常 ugly, 非常难看和难堪 that could be a shared goal.
Yeah, exactly. Or maybe the relationship isn't ending, right? But that's why it's a hard conversation to have. And so you're trying to say, hey, you know, even though we got to have this hard conversation, I want us to have a strong relationship.
啊、对，其实我觉得还有职场上面没有解雇，但就是你要给他 negative feedback, 就他这个绩效可能不太好，对吧？ So you can certainly have a shared goal of improving the performance.
Yeah, exactly. Or a shared goal of having the conversation in a nice way, even though it's difficult, right?
诶，那 Jason, 在职场上，如果你要给比较 negative 的 feedback, 然后你可以怎么 start with a shared goal?
So you could say something like, we really want this to be a successful working relationship, kind of putting their employment with you in terms of a working relationship. You want it to be good for the business and you want it to be good for the employee.
对对对 so, not just for the company, but for you as well, 是吧就是不仅对公司的角度就是从你个人发展来讲。
对 this shared goal also shows empathy and perspective taking, right?
是是。好那我们接下来我们最后还有三条非常好的沟通建议给大家哦。这一个就是很像前面说的 be direct and clear.那这个是坦诚，对吧？透明。
Yeah, this is to be honest and transparent.
Okay. 然后你可以直接跟对方说吗？ I want to be honest with you.
Yeah. Whenever you say, I want to be honest with you, it kind of has this feeling that you don't really want to tell them the truth, but you feel like you should, right? It's interesting. You say, I want to be honest with you. So I'm going to tell you this hard truth.
Oh, okay. 诶，你刚刚说的这个 I want to tell you this hard truth, 你可以直接这样告诉对方吗？
Yeah, but then it's probably clear to them that it's going to be something difficult for sure, but you could say that.
但总之我觉得就直接把这个 honest 用在你的 conversation starter 里面很好啦。就是说 I really want our conversation to be honest and transparent. 就你都可以直接这样讲，因为我觉得这听起来很 sincere 嘛，很诚恳。
Yeah, you're showing them that you are welcome and opening to their questions. You're going to be transparent throughout the conversation. 透明的。
对，我觉得这很重要。It's a two-way street, 是吧？就不是说啊，我对你很transparent, 我把我所有的 negative feedback 都告诉你，然后对方不能讲。It's, you know, let's have this conversation. 对话要双方嘛。
Exactly. And that's just like our next strategy here, right? To ask for the other person's opinion.
对。So not just you airing out, giving them a list of your feedback and concern. 就是说你怎么看，对吧？那这个用英文可以怎么表达呢？
You could say something like, how do you feel about our recent interactions? I'd like to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, yeah. 就是这个 how do you feel? 你是什么想法？或者 I'd like to hear your thoughts, your opinions. 我想听听你的意见，对吧？ I'd like to hear your take. 这个是特别好的在这种沟通里面你可以用的一句话。
Yeah, you could just say, I'd like to hear your thoughts or what do you think?
对 so you're encouraging the other person to share their perspective, their take with you, right? So you're trying to engage them in the dialogue.
Exactly. Otherwise, you're just dumping the bad news on them, and that's not really a good strategy for a difficult conversation.
一点没错。好，那我们今天最后的一条建议，其实节目开始就说啊，这个语气 the tone of voice 很重要。然后另外一个 tone 很重要的就是你这个对话的基调，是吧？
Yeah, you want to have a positive tone, right?
Yeah, so I think tone 其实它有几层意思嘛。一个就是说 the tone of your voice, 你的语气。然后另外这个 a positive tone can also mean 这个对话的基调它是比较 positive, 而且是 constructive, 是有建设性的。
Yeah, it's like the theme of what you're talking about, the style that you're talking about it in. You're not using all these negative terms. You're trying to make things feel a little better, right?
或者至少有个 next step, 有个 progress, 有进展。
Yeah, exactly. You could say something like, I hope after we talk about this, we can find a way to move forward together.
对,这个很好。Because I think this really combines or embodies a lot of the advices we've given so far. 你不仅是语气很好,然后你也很坦诚,而且你很有同理心,对吧?有 shared goal, 所以它这个沟通的基调就是比较积极的。
Yeah, that's right. All of these strategies are about making sure, you know, the conversation doesn't just end, right? You're listening to them, getting their perspective, setting up opportunities for the future, putting a positive tone on it.
对，我记得我曾经大学的时候上一个沟通的 course, 那个老师特别好，他讲了一个我到现在还记得，他就说 before you have any conversations, you should try to frame it. 叫 frame, 就是你要给他定个框架，不仅是我要讲这些事情，但是我希望我们能够达到什么样的一个结果，或者什么样的一个 next step。
Yeah, I like that idea because if you don't, right, maybe you're both going to go off in different directions in your mind. So framing the conversation kind of gives it some context.
对，好，那当然啊， you know, difficult topics, difficult conversations, 我们这一集节目怎么够呢？但是希望我们日积月累的这么多的节目是有帮助大家在不同的层面、不同的角度都能够去提升自己的表达能力和表达的自信。
That's right. Maybe you can tell us some of your advice. Do you have any other strategies you use to have these difficult conversations?
And maybe 也可能你是专门做 HR, 就是人力工作的，你有很多切身的经验。Or maybe 你们公司的这个企业 you're in comms, communications, 你也有很多你亲身第一手的好经历、好建议要跟大家分享。
Yeah, that's right. We always hear such great ideas from you listeners, so please share them with us.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿，谢谢大家的收听，我们下次再见。
下次见。